Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
Well, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, and by that I mean it's another lap of this concentric circle, this orbit, we're just going round and round, but, no, that's too much. It's nice, the weather, it's definitely getting a bit warmer. I have come down to, this is the Isolating Podcast with me, Lord Doddlesworth. And I, today I've got a new look. I'm wearing my mother's gilet, we're going to call it. But it's with a check shirt underneath. So it's a slightly odd look. I look like a man who's come to your school to talk about forestry. And then you combine that with the hideous shoes that, yeah, they're practical. They are practical. They look like they were designed by a couple. And the couple were undergoing a horrendous divorce during the designing of the shoes, and all of that trauma and hate came out through the shoe. Oh, but they're comfortable. They certainly are. No, it's definitely getting a bit warmer. I'm seeing new shades of green. I'm looking up at Sleevemore. It's still got that sort of it's got that sort of overcooked green bean. Green, but there's a little bit of kiwi, a little bit of Irish postbox coming through. They're not the most vibrant greens, but they're different to the old green. The Irish postboxes, to people from overseas, are a lot of them are postboxes that date from before Irish independence in 1921, and they used to be red when we were part of the British Empire, and then we just painted them green then. But you'll still see sometimes a little smushed face of Queen Victoria or George, whatever his name was, that's just got 100 years of green paint painted over it. But we're still, so thank you to the royal family for a lot of the postboxes. But yeah, they are still watching. You know that Queen Victoria, she's still like, where are you posting that? I'm back. I had to buy more data. I got caught on Saturday night. I lost my mind. I was in bed. I don't have enough data to be watching YouTube documentaries on the 1983 Tour de France. And I know that now. I've got to plug my shows, of course. At the moment, I'm performing every night at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Reviews are in. It's his best show to date. And then I'll be at the Edinburgh Fringe for all of August. Oh, that's always fun. That's one of the most fun times of year. Oh, no. Everything is cancelled. I haven't come up with a cure yet. But maybe the cure is staring us in the face. That's, you know, the way scurvy was a problem for sailors for hundreds of years. Sailors just dropping dead from scurvy, whatever happens when you get scurvy. You get very unhappy. And then they found out it was just have a lime. Have a bit of vitamin C. That's all. So maybe the answer to cocoa pox is staring us in the face too. Maybe it's just have a lasagna. Have two bowls of lasagna. Get six flogs. You know flogs, those sort of foamy insulation penny sweets? Just pop six of those in your gob and you'll be absolutely right as rain. News from the chef's table. Well, this is moving along very seamlessly this morning. I did another one of my fusion meals. And by fusion, I mean just smashing cultures together that aren't particularly happy to be on the same plate. Last week, there was Mexican night where we had no Mexican ingredients apart from some onions and some peppers. Not hot peppers, just regular boring peppers. But we conjured up the sights and sounds of Guadalajara from that. Got an email in from Liam Ahern in Mexico. He was impressed. Liam Ahern, I'm going to say, not a Mexican name, more likely an Irish person living in Mexico. And he said, I can't find a good mash here. Yeah, that's because I did smushed parsnip into carrots, which, who knows, if they had the access to parsnips in Mexico. Are there parsnips in Mexico? Yeah, text in. Are there parsnips in Mexico? Well, just to tell you about last night's meal, it was another, yeah. I mean, is this my legacy from this, that Joe Wicks, the body coach, is the breakout star of this pandemic? And then there's me. While he does the sort of physical stuff, I am screaming interior monologue and fusion cooking. Yeah, smushing cooking. Last night was, so I had some lamb. So I did the lamb. So I'm going doing a big shop this afternoon. So I wanted to run down all of the food stocks. What did I have for breakfast just before this? Some gone-off granola and some milk that was just over the apex of freshness, let's just say. And last night, lamb, there was sugar snap peas and carrots. Fine. You're thinking, throw a few spuds in there. You've got yourself a basic stew. Nah, pasta. Okay, put pasta in and then did that, had pesto, so did pesto pasta, but then so that would have been fine on its own. And my mistake was bringing in, so we've got Italy and Ireland there together. My mistake was bringing in Thailand then, because there was I thought it needed a little bit of a milky type, so should have put in something like a natural yogurt, but we didn't have any, but there was a tin, a very old tin of coconut milk. And I should have only put a bit of it in, but I whacked the job lot in. And it was the maddest meal. It was everything. It was everything at the same time. Thank you for your words of concern, mostly from Friday's podcast. I mean, it's nice to get feedback. Let me know how you're feeling. DOD@secondcaptains.com, or just you can tweet me as well. There's one email I really like this week in particular, and this is going to be the theme of email me about this. Brian Finn, this comes from a long time listener, first time emailer. It's not that long time a listener, it's only been going for a couple of weeks. I was at your show in Cavendish in Port Leash back in February. That was such fun. Will that be? No, I didn't. One in Nace after that, in the Moat Theatre in Nace. Possibly the last gig for a long time. Who knows, guys? Who knows? Isn't that part of the fun? Anyway, this is what I want. I want to know about tiny victories that you've had during lockdown. He said, here's the highlight of my isolating so far. I stuck on a wash this morning, and when I went to hang out the clothes to dry, I had the exact same number of pairs of socks to the number of pegs available on the little socks hanger dryer thing. Unbelievable scenes. The sad part is, you're the first person I thought of contacting to share this story. Brian, that's not sad. These are the tales we need to get us through this tricky period. So the parcel arrived with presents. It's good. I mean, I'm not much of a materialist, but this, it was a good parcel. It was puzzles for my dad and a book on musicals. My dad will be featuring later on in this podcast. Knitting stuff for my mum. Problem, the knitting book that I'd got for her was American knitting, which is, so we had to do some conversions. You know, like, do you ever try and cook from an American recipe and it's like, use a sidewalk of pasta. How much flour? A sarsaparilla can of flour. And you don't know, but then it's easy enough to find out. I got my tires arrived. Oh, the new tires. I mean, I may dedicate an entire podcast to what a game changer those tires are. Oh, okay. We need to just kick back and relax. And I think for Monday, I think we might do a fantasy. I'm going to attempt to take us all on a non-captivity fantasy. And I'll take any suggestions. If anyone's got an idea of your fantasy, Mark, can you play some music for me under this? Can you play Eric Satie? What's it called? Gymnopédie, part one. That one. Okay, so, and begin. I wake up. And I'm not hungover, even though I was out the night before. Do you know, some days you just get away with it. You're just like, ah, I think I got away with it. And then I get it, awoken with a text, because it's Sunday morning. And they're like, we're a player short. Can you play in this five-a-side? I'm like, yes, I will play in that five-a-side. I make coffee, and it's the best. I've got the purple Lidl's right. Brad Friedel, Don Cheadle, Lidl. And I have that coffee. I go off to football and I'm really good. Do you know what I mean? I'm using the walls, but I'm not using the side walls. I'm using the end walls. That's where the joy is, where it's just you and the keeper, and the keeper's come out and you put it off, you take it around, and that goal that's so good, the keeper just laughs and just does a little, and you're like, I was going for it, but I didn't know it would work. Yeah. And then on the way back, I'll pick up some food, because I haven't really eaten yet, and I go to the place that does the Brazilian stuff, and I get the Brazilian sausage roll things that have smoked chicken in them. Ugh. I take it back home to my love. Oh, my love. And I got you a Brazilian chicken sausage roll for you and you're pregnant. Oh, this is nice, isn't it? What'll we do with the afternoon? Well, the weather seems nice, so we'll go to the market. That market that used to be there before it shut and is now a fake old Irish whiskey distillery. That's what happens if you live in Dublin. Anything you love shuts and becomes, like, magically reopens a month later as, like, the old Puddle whiskey distillery, open since 1376. And you're like, this used to be a cinema a month ago. And there's loads of stalls. They brought the stalls right out onto the road. And the woman is there who used to stitch cycling gear. So good. Buy a little windproof jacket. And it really fits. Even though I have an exceptionally long torso, it fits. My dad's got a jazz gig. Let's go into that for an hour. It's swinging. It's a great gig. But I've got a gig. I better go and do my gig. And it's a gig in my favourite place. The Spirit Store, maybe, in Dundalk. That'd be one of the great ones. Or City and Variety in Leeds. Or Downstage Theatre in Auckland. And the gig goes so well. It's just one of those gigs where you've got material and you got songs, but you just start improvising, and then that's, and you just feel a togetherness with the group. And at the end, it's just like, when we're not so different after all. And I drive home, I have a nice drive. It's a nice evening, I have the window open slightly. At one point, I stop for a pee at the side of the road, just in a forest after a gig, midnight. And you're like, doesn't get any better than this. And then I get home and my love is there. Oh, my love. And she's like, yeah, you better finish fixing that bike. And I'll be, yes, that's exactly what I want to do. I'll use my brain. It's a satisfying bicycle fix. It's complicated, but you do feel like you've solved a puzzle. It's a bottom bracket. And then it turns out, oh, it was an Italian thread. So I just go in the opposite direction. And it's solid now. It's absolutely fixed. I'll come up to bed now. And it's new sheets. Ah, there's new sheets. Not actually new sheets. Old sheets, but ones that have been washed. I'll just get in. Go up to sleep. Okay, that's the end of today's fantasy. Oh, my goodness. I'm actually... Maybe I am losing my mind. This is the first time I've cried while doing the podcast. Okay, how long has this been going on? Okay, we should really wind it down now. How are you getting on? Let me know your fantasies. Let me know any small victories you had. Amy Cooper has been on. I like this. Like this email a lot. It's time for Jigsaw News.
Jigsaw News.
Happy Christmas!
Ah, there it is, the last piece of the jigsaw.
Jigsaw News.
Nah, go on the rocks. Amy Cooper says, my Northside Dublin husband, all right, Amy, just started a 1,000-piece jigsaw. He thinks the activity should be called puzzin', after the verb to puzz. To be said in a very Northside accent, are you puzzin'? What? Yes, Amy, congratulations. You've entered the jigsaw lexicon with puzzin'. We got a new puzz starting tonight now. So the lexicon currently includes bollocks, which are the four cornery bits, fence, the outery bits, dregs, which is a complicated bit because the sky is all the same colour or the sea is all the same colour. But yeah. That's that. Any more? Give me any more jigsaw lexicon you have, and let's all keep jigging. Let's keep getting jiggy with it. I always think of that amazing Dimitri Martin joke, where I can't remember what he's talking about, but it's definitely the case with jigsaw. It's when you finish a jigsaw, and you don't really have a moment of happiness. You're just like, ah, there it is, and you just immediately smash it up and put it back in the box. It's an example, this is Dimitri's joke, of being a winner and a loser at the same time. I hope everyone's doing okay. My father and I have done a collaboration. Is it a collaboration? Yeah, it is a collaboration for the podcast that we'll go out with right now. It's not often that we get to do stuff together, but I think this could become a regular spot. I do intend to interview my parents at some point, and this will serve as a little intro. You'll hear my dad on this. You'll mostly hear his incredible artistry, and you'll hear my mother laughing at the end, and hope you guys are laughing. Let's keep going, guys. Talk to you all tomorrow. Back every day this week. Free pods on a Monday and a Thursday. 5 days a week. Sign up to Second Captains. It's a fiver a month. I mean, come on. Hello and welcome to a new weekly segment on the podcast. This is called A Song with My Father. And this week, for the first one, we haven't rehearsed at all. I'm just going to spring it on him. And all I've told... my father's with me. Hello, Father.
Hello there. Hello.
It's in F minor. And it's bouncier than that. Yeah, that'll do. Yeah, keep that. Okay, that's all we're getting. Oh, this is good. I'm running up the street. It's dark and I'm trying to stay in the shadows. The only sound I can hear is my own heart beating in my ears. It's 1 a.m. on a Tuesday. Shit, a curtain moved. I slow down to walking pace. Then I run again. If I'm caught, I have no alibi. There's only one reason. A grown man goes out at 1 a.m. on a Tuesday night holding a broken toasted sandwich maker. I'm gonna put us in a neighbor's skiff. Uh-oh, here comes a woman with a dog. I slow down to normal walking pace and pretend it's a normal thing to do. To be taking a toasted sandwich maker for a walk at 1 a.m. She knows what's going on. She's just walked past the skip. There's one up the street. New people are moving in. So I don't know them. It's a faceless crime. In a way, it'll be like a welcoming gift. Now I'm at the skip. I check around. There's nobody. Absolute silence. I toss it in. There was a window in the skip! Now I'm sprinting as fast as I can. I'm hearing police sirens in the distance. My prints are all over that thing. I promise, if I don't get caught, I'll never commit another crime. I run straight across the South Circular Road. No concern for my personal safety. I'm not gonna go down for a broken toasted sandwich maker. I cross the canal. Then I run back on another bridge. And then I cross it again at one of those lock gates. And then I run over. If they were following me, they've lost me. It's 45 minutes later, and I've done a huge circle around the city. I'm nearly home, tired but exhilarated. It was a perfect crime. The woman with the dog passes me again. She sees I'm not holding anything and smiles. She knows what's happened. Yeah, that's right. I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy with no toasted sandwich maker.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.